We'll begin with the Grant County well that was not so well, but maybe looking better now. What's the story?
The town of Hurley had two wells drilled earlier this year that were intended to be part of a regional water supply project in addition to supplying the town's water. The town historically has gotten water from the Chino mine, and they are no longer going to be able to do that. So this well, intending to provide 600 gallons per minute from each of the two wells, Mayor Ed Stevens, he dropped a bit of a bombshell at a strategic planning meeting of the regional water supply participants, telling everybody that it looked like the well was only going to be producing enough water to supply Hurley, and barely enough at that. For a few days, it seemed as though the regional water supply project was in big trouble. This is intended to be a loop, basically connecting all of the communities, Grant County, Bayard, Santa Clara, Silver City, and Hurley in one continuous pipeline. And that appears to be back on the table. Priscilla Lucero of Southwest New Mexico Council of Governments, she's instrumental in this project. She told the Daily Press that the hydrology studies appear to show that there will be more than enough water for Hurley, not as much as was originally projected, but in fact enough water to continue with the regional water supply project.
Moving from water to wood, the Water and Natural Resources Committee had a meeting and heard about maybe some progress regarding the communication between the plaintiff and the defendants over the timber ban and the spotted owl.
Yes, the New Mexico Legislative Committee on Water and Natural Resources met in Silver City for 2 days of meetings and included forest resources. And members of the Forest Service and other interests were subject to questions from legislators, about two dozen legislators. And, of course, the so-called timber ban and the Mexican spotted owl case came up. Previous to this news, basically Wild Earth Guardians, the plaintiffs in the case, had said they have tried to talk to the U.S. Forest Service and U.S. Fish and Wildlife to sort out the details of what is exempt from this timber ban and what is not. The federal agencies were uncommunicative, apparently, up until the last few days, and they are now in talks to file a motion with the court that would request seven activities in areas of all five national forests in New Mexico be exempt from the timber ban. So that's good news for people who depend on the forest for its products or for employment.
And their meetings ended with some pretty passionate arguments over the idea of privatizing waterways. Explain that.
Yeah, the last portion of the Water and Natural Resources Committee meeting on Friday of last week had to do with the State Game Commission issuing certifications that declare segments of New Mexico waterways non-navigable. And what this means, basically, is that landowners are having the ability to sort of privatize portions of New Mexico rivers and streams that run through their property. According to the state constitution and court rulings, New Mexico's water is public, and it's the stream bed that the Game Commission is basically saying is not public. So these certifications basically prevent, and there have been five issued by the Game Commission, since this was instituted last year, it basically prevents fishermen, for example, from wading up a stream across a boundary, some private land's boundary, and fishing in the river. And senators and representatives, at least some of them, were saying that this exceeds the Game Commission's authority and, in fact, goes against legislation that was passed a few years ago on this subject. So this is something I think we'll hear more about during this legislative session coming up.
Jeff, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Casey.